fluffy bread,
classic burger buns,
and so many carbs.
Carb fear is real, but Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, zero sugar, and seriously great taste. Plus, more of the dietary fiber and protein you want with no compromise. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome again to another edition of the Queen Whitlock Podcast Show. Feels strange without the music, don't it? Yeah. Don't worry, the music will be back. Today is Monday. I went to work, people. I'm back. Yeah, I'm back to work. I'm back. I'm still black. Ha ha. Yes, feel good to get it up. Seen that bus out there? Ah, hard ass. And felt so good to be back. You know? Well, it is the 18th, you know? And I'm back to work, you know? I'm back. My foot is still sore. It's still swelling. And I don't know about the, blood clot, the medicine or not, but God is good. That means he's going to wipe it all away, you know. Whatever is going on in my body, he's going to wipe it away. So I ain't worried about it, you know. I'm going to see 2055 and 2065, you know. I believe in my Lord, you know. I'm going to see my retirement age. When I get 30, 32, you know, when I get it in my 62, it'll be 2032 when I turn 62. Yeah. So hopefully technology will be more better than it is, and podcasting will be more better, and speaker still we have better software. Of course they will, because technology gonna grow. And podcast is gonna grow. Technology and everything. So it don't matter, you know. I'm gonna be here for a long time. And I want you to catch my other podcasts too. Or my storylines, like the crime stories and my science fiction stories that's coming soon, okay? I will be working on them throughout the end of this year, starting at the end of August, and they probably be going up on podcast right here on speaker. They stories, they not talk shows like this and all, but they stories, and I will be doing all the characters and everything myself, and I'm gonna be doing the special effects and stuff. And don't get mad, because if it's all lying and all, I'm just new at this, you know. And it's going to be crime stories, and short science fiction stories, okay? This adventures, science fiction adventures, about captains and lieutenants and crew of the good old boys and space pirates. All of that. We'll be doing stories of the Black Sea. You know what the Black Sea is, right? Space. The final frontier. That's the Black Sea, people. And I will be doing stories. I will be writing them. I will be putting them up. I will be and getting them ready, and 10 episodes for the first season, probably 10 or 20, maybe 20 or 10, 15 episodes of each. And then we'll see how it goes, see how people like it. Of course, y'all will download it and everything, because y'all download this, so I'm sure y'all gonna download the stories and all. And don't forget, go to Amazon and buy my book, okay? Burning Love and Ocean and Sky. Burning Love, Ocean and Sky by Corey Wedlock. CoreyWedlock. Corey Wedlock. WEDLOCK. Okay? Corey. Corey. Wedlock. WEDLOCK. Corey Wedlock. And just type it in Amazon or go to your bookstore on your phone and just type it in. Okay? It should be there. And you can get it from Amazon. Okay? It's not in bookstores enough. Other bookstores yet, right? But it will be in the future, okay? Just take time for this stuff, okay? And my two first books, and I just ask everyone, all the 5,000 people who download, just support, okay? New York listeners, I know y'all voted for my shows a couple times. Now go buy my book. And when you buy the book, just get a five star and get a review of both books, okay? You like it, your middle like it, it wasn't that good, but it was okay, you know? Just be nice though, okay? It's my first two books. And my next book in December called The People from the Black Dimension, okay? That's a science fiction, horror, adventure, action book, okay? It's gonna be a lot in that book, okay? It's going to be an action pack. Good book, okay? And it's going to be more chapters. Not 15 or 21. It's going to be like a couple more, 25, maybe 30 chapters, okay? So, we're going to try to get that out for you by December. And I'm going to start working on that. And go on that, okay? And just how everybody doing this Monday. You know, it's Monday, and just feels so good to be back to work, you know, so I can continue paying for the things that I want to do, you know. This job that I got helped me pay the bills for the subscription that I get from Speaker, so I can continue doing my podcast, and so I can continue doing the free music, too, and... Yeah, you got to pay for that stuff, you know. And I'm this dude, okay? If you want make money, you got to spend money, you know. And there's no way around it, people. There's no way around it. I'm sorry. I wish I could have found an easy way, but it's not. If you want something, you got to pay for it, no matter what it is, okay? Or you get it free, that means somebody else already paid for it for you. So anyway, somebody paying for it when you get it free. And, you know, or even when you get a discount, big discount, someone paid half of it, you know. But that's life, you know, that's life. And I'm just happy to be able to keep on doing this, okay. And all the stuff that I've been through this year, I'm just happy that I'm still up, got my spirit, and keep on going, you know. You know, I could have got mad, you know, like I used to when I was young and all, you know. Used to get mad all the time, have headaches and stuff. I don't do that no more, you know. I talk to God, and I listen to the stuff when I'm... Instagram, some of the music, some of the things that people say on the, Instagram, you know, give you nice saying, about people and how people won't be in your life, no matter how much you do good, that just the right people going to care for you, and the wrong people is going to just, matter what you do, they just not going to appreciate you, you know. But, and it's, I mean, it's in family, surround circle, surround my social media circle, you know. And I'm just going to keep it on. Like my song said, I just got to go with the flow, you know, and keep on going. You know, this ankle didn't get me down. It only had me down for like, last Wednesday, you know, for a week, you know. And I would say like a week or so, you know. And it's just not going to get me down, you know. It's just not. I'm sorry. And I'm just, the time that I went to work Wednesday, and I had to go home early, and Thursday I was off that Thursday, and then Friday I just took off, and then they just told me to take the rest of the week off. I was kind of a little mad about that. I didn't want to use my PTO and all, but just had to go with it though. I had to look at it and say, hey, everybody say the job gonna be there, just take care of yourself. And I had to pick that as an example and go with that. And like I said, just go with the flow with that. And boy, I know I got some good viewers because they probably was praying for me, you know. And thank y'all guys, you know. And you heard my little story about my ankle and everything, and me being out of work, and you say a prayer for me. Thank you so much. And I really appreciate it. And I'm back to work Monday. Monday. And I went to work Monday. And it was just the same stuff when I got back to work. Had to go on the third floor, do my work. You know, day went fast. So that means Tuesday's coming. Tuesday's tomorrow. You know, day is the 18th. So tomorrow is the 19th. You know, and the 20th is Wednesday. So I get paid Thursday and pay my rent and have a little bit of money. Do my groceries and just have the things that I want to have. You know, woo. And that's the way it's supposed to be, you know. That's the way it's supposed to be. Ready. So, and I'm going to really miss Star Trek, Strange New Worlds. I mean, we had 10 weeks of it, and I watched all 10 episodes. And like I said, people, it was good. It was good in everything. And I would give it a 10 and 10, you know. I would get it 5 out of 5 and 5 stars, okay? But I'm not going to compare it to Discovery, because if it wasn't for Discovery, it wouldn't be no Strange New Worlds, you know? And I still say, Captain Michael Burton, she's the better captain. She's better looking. She's sweet. She lovable, and she a black woman, you know. I just had to say it, because even in the Star Trek community, that's that little prejudice, you know. Might not say it, you know, but it is, you know. I had some too. I just said it, you know. I just said it, but I'm not prejudice to come out in the way. But I see some people on YouTube with turning red when they talk about Captain Picard and Captain Pike. They would be an angry bull. They would be trying to say everything good about Captain Christopher Pike. You know, they would be telling it, you know. And it's strange. All the strange new worlds, you two's made all the strange new worlds video, and nobody paying attention to Lower Decks or the cop animation shows or Discovery, the one that brought back Star Trek, the one who brought back Star Trek, and that's why we got all the Star Treks, you know, and nobody really cares. I mean, I can't say they really don't care, because I don't know what's in their mind, you know. Sometimes the way I look at it, they look like they don't, you know, but they probably do. They love Discovery, you know. All the fans love Discovery, you know. We love you guys, cast and crew. Don't get mad, you know. It's just the way it is. I mean, it happened with Next Generation when they came back. They wanted the original Star Trek characters back, instead of Captain Picard and all. No. The old fans wanted Captain Picard to go and bring back the original show. Bring back the original guys. And they was young. They should have. I mean, they was right. They just finished the movie and everything. They should have brought them back, you know. They just finished 6 movies. Maybe they would have done a Star Trek. Updated Star Trek with the red and black uniforms. After they did the 6 movies, go right into the TV show. But George Lucas and Gene Roddenberry wanted a different cast, different adventure, different ship. And 80 years later, we got Picard and his crew. And some fans got over it and loved it. Loved the Next Generation. And then Deep Space Nine came. People were a little angry. Space station, wormhole, a wheel like that. Gene Roddenberry wouldn't even produce that. Yes, he would. I think he would have been jumping up in heaven when he saw Deep Space Nine. You know, I think he was in heaven getting them the ideas of Deep Space Nine. You know, so I wouldn't really think that Gene Roddenberry would say, no, I ain't proving that. I think he would approve it, you know. And that's why we got Sisko and the rest of the crew of Deep Space Nine. And one of the best Star Treks ever. Period. Ever. One of the best. And then came Voyager. Another different Star Trek. They sailed off. They got caught up with the Keeper. And the Keeper just stole them out in the way out there in space for 70 years. They had to travel back. 70 years. And that's why we got the crew of the Voyager. And that crew really had to work together. There wasn't no time for being angry at each other. Because the captain and the commander need the whole crew working together to get home. And they got home, you know. And I love the ending of Voyager, because they got home through the board crew and all. And it was really nice, you know. And then we got Enterprise. People say, oh, we wrote like that song. Oh, we. I think it was Enterprise had a nice theme song. And if you listen to it, it make you think. And it's a kind of song that we need to sing today, you know, in the heart, you know. It was a beautiful song. And hey, you can get mad at me all you want. You know, it was a beautiful song. And I agree with some of the fans how they ended Enterprise. And Enterprise didn't get a 5th season and all. It should have did. And that was the last for a while. And then Discovery. Now Discovery, some fans wanted that standalone episodes. You know, they were fussing. We want standalone episodes. The writers should have listened to them and all. And they probably would have got more fans And they got now, if the writers and the producers, ex and executive producers would have listened to the fans, but they didn't listen to the fans, so got a lot of controversy against that. So, and Picard, and I don't know what happened with Picard. I don't know why fans didn't like Picard. I don't know. And then Lower Decks, and then the other animated cartoon team. And then about that time, we had an announcement that season 4 start of Discovery. And then Picard, and then we had an announcement that they was making Strange New Worlds. And we already had the lineup, the Star Trek lineup. Discovery, Picard, and then Strange New Worlds, and then Lower Decks, and then then the other animated cartoon, and then I guess we're going back to Discovery, and then Discovery again, and then Picard again, and then the second season of Strange New Worlds, and then see how it will rotate, see how long. Now, Lower Decks is going into its third season, and it's a really good cartoon. It's funny. It's a Star Trek cartoon funny. It's really good. And the other animation series, I hope it gets a second and third and fourth season too, and beyond that. You know, it's pretty good. It's good, you know, and with the kids and all. And the actors, they just, with the voice and everything. But, and Picard. Now, Picard, who knows? Now, if we get a season 3 and 4 of Strange New Worlds, I mean, I'm pretty sure we're going to get a 7th season of Strange New Worlds. Now, what I want to see is season 7 of Lower Decks and a season 7 of Discovery. I also want to see 7 of the other cartoons too, if it's okay. I'm Picard in the other animated cartoons, but I love them all, and that's me. Okay, now go ask the fans. Go to their YouTube channel. Go to subscribe to that channel. Make a comment on that YouTube channel. It's a lot of Star Trek YouTubers out there to do videos, and a lot of Star Trek. They make a lot of comments on their channel thing. I really don't do that. You can go to my channel and make comments too. You want to, but I really don't read them that much. Make a comment all you want. I'm still going to put my opinion. The best captain in the fleet. That's right. See how cute she is in the doll? She's that cute in real life. Seneca Mountain Green. She got her own Star Trek doll. You know? Own Star Trek doll. Take a look at her. See? She's admiring the camera. Yeah. I'm bad. Uh-huh. That's right. I'm the girl. I'm the captain. I'm the African-American Black Queen on Star Trek. And the leader. Yeah. What you think of me? Come on. Do it. Come on, Romulans. Come on, Kleons. Season 5 going to be kick-ass. We're going to kick-ass Season 5. And we're going to get a Season 6 and 7. Watch our Star Trek fans. We're going to get it. You hear me? We're going to get it. That's right. I got Captain Michael Burton doll. Now, you want to see me act crazy with her, just go to my YouTube channel, Corey Whitlock Podcast Show, or Corey Whitlock Show, and just see me just do crazy stuff with her. Okay? The next best captain. That's right. I'm the man. You know? Yeah. Uh-huh. Captain Michael Burton. Captain Benjamin Sisko, you know? Yeah, yeah. I already had a seventh season. That's right. I had a seventh season. So, who cares if you didn't like my show? I got a seventh season. I got paid. Got paid, boys, girls. I got paid. Yeah, I got paid. No, who cares? I'm one of the best captains in Starfleet, too. Boy. Make it so. Energize. Let's fly. Woo! I'll probably make some Star Trek fans really mad. And I got a Captain Picard, and I got a Captain Riker, and I got a Captain Kirk doll in the box. And them the two, only two I took out. Hey, just go to the YouTube channel and see me act like crazy. No, you can't see me acting crazy. You can hear me acting crazy with it. But you want to see it, you want to see the video, just go to Corey Whitlock Podcast Show or Corey Whitlock Show on YouTube. And just go ahead and laugh. I don't care. That's what I did it for. You know, but just to get my point around, you know, this should let people know I'm serious about my favorite two captains. That's right, my favorite two captains. Hey guys. Now, I want to know, is they coming out with the iPhone 14? I mean, how far in the numbers they going to go, in the generation numbers they going to go with the iPhone? They already up to 14, so I want to know, how far will Apple go in the generation? And if they go bring an iPhone 14 out, I just wondered what it was going to look like. Now, they might come out with iPhone 13S. That's what they usually do before they come out with the other new phone. But I think Apple is still the great phone company, you know. You know, you just got a little iPhone, you know. iPhone started it all, you know. You might got your Galaxy phone. You might got your other Galaxy phone, but everybody had an iPhone. It was the first iPhone, second, third, fourth, whatever. Everybody had an iPhone. Even the people at Samsung who made the Galaxy phone had an iPhone. Sorry, people. I didn't mean to poke a secret. You know? And you just got to remember it. You know? Syria. And then here they come with Alexa. We had Alexa, and we got Syria. I got them both. I got Syria on my computer, and I got Alexa right by the near the TV, and she wakes me up every morning. And sometimes I have the TV loud, or can't hear it, but she wakes me up every morning, getting a stupid Android phone that I'm so can't wait to get rid of. But that's...
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
That's my destiny right now and everything. So I wonder where y'all at with y'all fifth, a sixth, a seventh phone. And these phones, ain't they like moving to another apartment every 5 or 7 years? You go buy a phone every 5 or 7 years because they upgrade the phones. Just like buying a car, right? You have to go upgrade your car every 2 or 3 years, right? Or you ready to go buy a new car, trade the other one in, and buy a new car, right? Well, same thing with the phones. I mean, that's how they made it, right? And you can go to Verizon and get a free iPhone 13 because they're trying to get rid of the phone. The new iPhones is coming, so that's why they're giving them away free. And Verizon wants you to come to them, you know. But I'm going to get Comcast and go with Comcast, you know. And I'm going to get a Verizon, but I'm going to switch it to Comcast. And, you know, and just to get my cable in order, you know. But you got to remit, guys. It's just like moving, you know. You stay in your home for like, not like me. Don't stay in a home. Don't stay in a beat up apartment for 20 years. Don't be like me. Get out. Move around. That's your freedom. Get my freedom back too. But like you stay in an apartment for like 3 to 4 or 5 years and you're ready to move to a new apartment and you get a car. You had a car for at least 3 to 4 or 5, 6 years. You ready to get a new car? Yeah. So I ain't gonna tell you how long I had my phone. That dumb old phone, you know. I had enough of it. I really did. It's time to get a new phone. And it's just time. I don't know what else to say, you know. It's just time to get a new phone. And but they put all this stuff in your car, all these computer chips and stuff in your car and stuff, and they say we shortage of computer chips, but they still make phones, you know, still make computers, they still make Xboxes and all, but it probably is a shortage, you know, probably do got it. It takes a lot of chips. I mean, don't make a lot of phones, you know. So that's why it's very important to recycle your phone so they can take that chip out, reroute it, and put it back into a new phone. Yeah, they can do that. Believe me, all they do is erase the whole phone with the old chip and take the new chip, put it in the phone, and you got a new phone. You know, because between the used chips and the new chips, they really short of the new chips, you know. That's what they say, it's a shortage of everything. And I don't know what to believe. If it really is a shortage or they just pairing with us, you know. So what y'all think? Y'all think it's a computer chip shortage? I mean, some of these phones are made from China and overseas and stuff like that, you know, and cheap labor, and we get the phones here, and the big companies like Apple and all, they get the big money. They pay the cheap labor at overseas to China, and China pay the cheap labors to the people. They'll make no more than $2, $3 and some cent a day, not an hour a day, you know. How can you cheat people like that? Give them $3 a day. $3 a day. I mean, you gotta work 5 days, and you work 10 hours. I mean, I don't know how long they work, you know. To know, and I don't know China's economy and all and like that, but I do know China's rich. It's the second richest country. And I do know it's you know, live in China, they're going to pay me $15 an hour. It's this, that, you know. It's like that, okay? And you're saying, oh, the Western world sport, well, hey, you know, if you're going to be the new world leader, you're still going to pay $15 an hour, you know? America is not going to fall just because you're the world, new world leader, you know, and that. And the new world, big comedy, you know. But I don't think it's never going to happen, you know. I think America is still going to be on right there on top. And China is going to just be right on us. And unless they try to force it and start something, I really don't believe it's going to be anything. You know, I don't really believe they're going to... Because of the labor laws, you know, they work their workers, you know, $3, $4 an hour. I don't live in China, no, and I really don't know the economy, how much they make an hour, no. But I'm pretty sure it's cheap labor, man. And some of the American companies in other countries across the globe who's bitch. I mean, really, and royalty and all, they pay the cheap labor so they can get their products, you know, and Apple is one of them. So, it's all capitalism. It really is, people. Just think about it. And you can talk about it, and you can joke about it, and you can just say, shame, shame. But you keep the world going. Some people cares. Some people like, oh well. And some people just don't want to look at it. You know. And just to show you how greedy people are. And how really ignorant they are. And just overflowing, you know. Just to think about some of the world's problems, and just some people here in America just don't think about that, and how some countries like China have to struggle just to make $15, and we here, we get $15 an hour, they have to work a whole lot of time just to get $15. And I think the whole world should be up at $15 an hour. That's the way I feel. All countries should have $15 an hour for their workers. No matter where you work, who you work for, should be $15 an hour. You know? I mean, the countries, they can afford it. And they try to say every time our minimum wage goes up, prices goes up. They do that so the poor people and the middle class people stay middle class. And someday it's not going to be middle class no more. That middle class is just going to be either you're rich or you're poor. The middle class is going to push it out. They're going to push the middle class out, because either you're going to be rich or you're going to be poor. You know? And that's why I say, tell people, you got to pray. You got to pray, and you got to save your money. Especially the young people. The young people who's 13, even 12, to 18, to 21, you got to save your money, okay? Because if you don't want your children and grandchildren to struggle, you better start saving and putting away for them, okay? You got to, okay? Please do, all right? Even the ones that's 21 to 35, you still got time to put money away. You know, I'm 52. I'm putting 150 away. You know, I'm still gonna put it away. You know, yeah. I should have put it away a long time ago, but hey, I still can put it away now. You know, nobody's spending it on now, you know, but myself. You know, Ashley, I give her some money. She the only daughter I talk to and take out and be with. Only child I be with now. So, help her out every little way. But, as far as the other ones, maybe Donald. Call him up for his birthday. It's coming up in August the 8th. You know, maybe he come over. I give him a couple dollars and go back home. You know, call Lawrence up and give him a couple dollars for his birthday. You know, and they can take him out, or they can take him go get some clothes or shoes. You know, I'm not dealing with it. You know, because he still talks to his brother and mother. He's not coming in here. I don't want nothing to do with it if he do still do that. He's still involved with Jessica and his mother and all. He ain't involved with me. No. Been cut her off, so I cut her children off too. Michael and Jessica. You know. And her son. Except Ashley. Ashley, the only one I haven't cut off and still talk to this day, and she's my older daughter. But don't get me wrong, people. It's not I'm angry and mad and all. I just had enough, you know. Every time I get involved with Candy Lynn Clark, you know. So just like that. So there's still some hot days left in summer. I mean how y'all feeling? How y'all doing? Y'all still on that vacation, your summer vacation? Still enjoying yourself? Some of y'all taking a long summer vacation before y'all go back to work and all. You know, like y'all been on vacation ever since June, and with your kids in Atlantic City, or with your kids on Orlando, Florida, Disney World. And Disney World is one of the places I've never been to yet, and I will be going. Either I take myself, or I probably will have to take myself, you know, and I will see it. But Cape Canaveral, that's the place I really want to go see. Houston, Texas, go see Mission Control. Get a tour of Mission Control. Oh, yeah. That gonna be the day that I'm gonna wear my Star Trek suit when I go see the Cape and then give a tour of the Cape and see all the rockets. I'm gonna be in my Star Trek suit. I don't care if people laugh or not. I'm gonna be in my Star Trek suit. Watch. And when I go see Mission Control in Houston, Florida, Houston, Texas, I'm going to wear my Star Trek suit. And I don't know if I'll go in the desert and go past Area 51 and all. If I do, I'm going to try to stay far away from it so I won't get shot or nothing. But, you know, I'll take it easy and everything, people. I mean, how many of y'all out there have visited Area 51, you know? And then how far you had to go? The government make you stand back, you know? The government got that whole area, that desert, and got all kinds of sensors and alarms around the desert and everything. You know, just for that one base. I mean, if you're not hot enough and you got all those signs warning, government property warning, that's, you know, my opinion, you should let people go on that base, you know? Show them. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. Show them. I mean, if you're hot in something, then that's another big deal. You know, one of my opinion is, this is my opinion, I ain't saying it's real or nothing. I got no proof. Just a serious story. Just a rumor. And all. Don't get mad at me, people who believe that we land on the moon and all. Okay? But actually, That's where I believe where they filmed that thing where we land Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin went to Area 51 and they filmed it at Area 51. I really believe that, and that's why they don't want people to go there, because it's a big studio down the bottom, and it's actually where they actually faked the moonwalk. Now, I don't have no proof, you know. Of course, everybody saw the rocket went up, but we don't really actually know, was they really in the rocket? We saw them went up, we saw them left, you know. They can still can fake it. And just think about it, you know, just think about it. And right at Area 51, can't see nothing. A lot of people say it's already strange stuff going in that desert and all. And if they did land it on the moon for real and stuff like that, good for them. Because it's taking a long time to go back, that's for sure. It is. So, you did it with low-tech technology, but you can't do it with high-tech technology. Okay. It's some loose holes, some pointing holes to look through in that moonwalking story. You know. But they said we landed on the moon, so we landed on the moon, people. And July the 20th, and it will be the anniversary of Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong. It will be, what, over 50 years? 53, because I'm 53. I was born the same year. So it will be 53 years since they landed on the moon. Almost 55. Boy, if I live to see 100, it will be 100 years since the time they landed on the moon, and I will be 100. That would be so cool, you know. That would be so cool, and I will be down Cape Canaveral celebrating. Even though I have doubts that they did and everything, but just some of the things I want to leave y'all with just to think about. Don't just talk about them among yourself at all. I don't have no evidence and nothing like that. It's just a spiritual story. No. Just a rumor. Just a thought. Like, maybe they watch the moon landing videos and all, and just think about it. Did they actually do that? Or did they actually didn't do that? And some of a lot of old files from the government who killed JFK. Who killed Martin Luther King? CIA, FBI. No, there's a lot of stories and a lot of stuff going around that still today. The stuff that got buried at Area 51. No, who knows, man? Who knows? That stuff ever get out? And just think about it. That stuff ever get leaks? Never get out, find out they did not land on the moon, and find out that the government killed Martin Luther King, and the government killed their own president. Boy, oh my goodness. I'm just saying, okay, Washington, don't come knocking on my door. I'm just saying, you know, y'all weird today, y'all was weird yesterday. And yesterday, so y'all still weird today, and y'all still weird yesterday. Back in those days, y'all were weird, and the day, and still today, y'all weird. Even time you can't sit down and put a bill together and help stop control the guns, you weird. You weirdos, you know. Both on three sides of the aisles, you know. You weird. You know, I mean, if it did happen, if you did lie to the American people, so God help you, his thunder, like, you know, God ain't gonna share his grace on you. He gonna hope he serve his mercy on you. You know, he knows. He knows the truth. You know, that's why you separate state from religion. Because you know that he knows. You know, and the devil probably told you to separate state from a religion. And, I'm not saying none of y'all Republicans and Democrats don't go to church and stuff like that. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm here saying, look at your country. Look at your country. Look at the president that you had before this one for 4 years. Look how wicked and weird and crazy he was. You know, Joe Biden got a lot on his plate, and that's why I'm not too hard on him. He got so much on his plate. The war in Ukraine with that demon, devilish, no good President Putin. And then you got other problems right here in the country with people dressing up, shooting at people on the 4th of July and all. He got all of that on his plate and much, much more. You know, it's a lot, people. It's a lot, you know. And it takes a lot to get up every day and say, I'm going to keep on because the American people need me. It takes a lot of strength to do that, you know. I mean, and that's what I was doing when I was with my wife. I just kept going, you know. I kept getting up and say, my kids and wife need me. I'm getting on this bus. It's cold outside. Put my jacket, some overhauls on, and I'm getting on this bus, getting on this work truck, and I'm going to do what I have to do. You know, get that check so they can eat. And that's what I did. Still wasn't appreciative to it. No one thank you, gave me hugs and stuff to say thank you, Dad, so much. Thank you on everything. No appreciation, but God knows. You know, even though I did wicked things and stuff like that and all, but still, you know, I'm just saying, you know, this conspiracy and the government and Area 51 and stuff like that. But it's a lot. And President Trump had a lot too on his plate. Maybe that's why he went crazy, you know. Who knows what he had on his plate. And then no one liked him from the beginning. Soon he got in office. Day one, day second, first second, first minute, first second, they was throwing the pie at him. The man just went off, you know. At the end of his term, he just went off, you know. I mean, I can't blame him for some things, you know. Some things with the Republicans, some things with the Democrats. Can't blame the whole thing on him, because he's only human, you know. It was a job. He was only human, you know. Bush did a lot of things too. Look at Hurricane Katrina, you know. But he didn't do what Trump did. He was nowhere near Trump. Oh my goodness, nowhere. But he could have handled Hurricane Katrina better. Even Obama. Obama did things too. I didn't like. A lot of other people, black people, white people didn't like. You know, he's not out of the woods. He got some demons in the closet that he did. You know, hey, you know, just because he's the first black president don't mean he's going to get off the hook, you know. So, we love you, Obama. Don't send me a letter now. You did a great job, but you only human, man. You only human, okay? I know you made mistakes, and I know you're sitting in that over office to say, man, why did I did that? I shouldn't have went that way. I know, like 8 years, you sit in that Uber office, and I know some of the mistakes that you made, and some of the bills that you signed, you sit right today and say, why did I do that, honey? Look at your wife and say, why did I do that? That could have went that better than that. The Republicans were right about that, you know? You know, I know. And hey, you're only human, man. You're only human. You just did right what you thought it was going to be right for us, for the American people. You know, and Trump did too. It's just the way he was acting on TV and bringing out bad people and saying bad things, you know, people didn't like. You know, Charlottesville, North Carolina, he should have handled that better, you know. A lot of things he should have handled more better, you know. I disagree with some of the things he did, you know. Like I said, I don't hate the man. Never say hate. Don't hate him. But he should have did it. He should just be president. Not a jerk. Not a little alien asshole. But hey, you just can't say it was only Trump though. Like I said, Obama, Bush, Bill Clinton, even Jenny Beanhead, Ronald Reagan. So, as guys, they only human. We only human, right? So that's gonna be all today, people. And that's all I gotta talk about. You know, I hope I got to get you thinking about some things. You know, this great Monday. And thank you for your prayers, if you did pray for me to get back to work. Thank you for all your prayers, past, present, and future. Thank you for your support if you go buy my books. And thanks for your support, period, and everything. The YouTube channel, the podcast, and books, and your prayers. Thanks for all your support in every category, in every way. From across the country, across the world, I love you. Live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you and always. Ashley, and we love you. Good night.